It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, I gotta use your name. I can't just do BJ's tote bag blowout. It's gotta be BJ and Jamie. I need you to come along, stoked about this.
You are fired up. And then I was like a little cringe about having my name on a grocery store bag. I'm not gonna lie. Let me tell you how this went down. So BJ is over the moon about this grocery store bag.
Oh, I love it.
I'm more of like, I don't know. I'm thankful. Don't get me wrong. I'm thankful that we have some material out
there. Jamie, I've already got the information. I'm buying two boxes myself.
Are you?
And they're 1,000 in a box. Okay. And I'm going to buy two boxes just to give away.
I guess for me, it's just going to be odd to like be at King Supers and there's my name and you know somebody I'm like okay anyway but that's fine it's fine but you're so stoked and I was kind of inside internally like we're on grocery store bags.
I put the bag on Instagram. I put the bag on, and I never post. But I put the bag on Instagram. I put it on Facebook. The other stuff, I don't know how to work.
I'm so excited about this, you guys.
So I didn't do that. But if you go look at the BJ and Jamie page on either one, Instagram or Facebook, you'll see the bag. And man, is it beautiful.
And then, you guys, it almost got worse. Let me tell you this. So, Micah, our general manager, came in. BJ's just like, oh, my God, thank you so much. This is so great.
I love Micah. Micah, you're a good man.
He's like, I can't believe we have this. Oh, my God, it's so great. And then Micah said, yeah, we were this close to putting your pictures on it. Dear God.
Oh, man.
Man.
Can you imagine?
You know, the next batch. I'm with him on that. I'd love to have my mug on there. I'd love it. We could put you on there like, you know, how they do the disguise when they interview people and it's just a dark silhouette.
Oh, okay, let's do that.
We could do you as a dark silhouette.
All right, perfect.
Have my big old face on there and then a silhouette of Jamie and then we do a new tote bag.
So this
great
is,
idea.
This was my attitude, right, Friday? Well, then I immediately, after we talked about it, I get phone calls from and texts from people wanting these bags. Then BJ posts about it and it blew up. All of you want these bags. And I'm like, am I missing something here?
People are willing to pay for these.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to give them away. Yeah. In fact, we'll do it here in just a couple of minutes. Okay. But people are willing to pay for these. Where can I buy one? Where can I get one? Well, when you think about it, though, these crappy bags you're buying over at the grocery store, they're not that, they don't look good. They don't look good. The BJ and Jamie bag looks great.
You don't like the Life Gives You Lemons bag from King Supers?
Is that the yellow one?
The yellow one?
No, I don't. We blow them out of the water.
Oh, man. All right.
Tote bag blowout coming up.
It has a name?
Yeah. BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
It has a name.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah. I've been working on this all weekend. In fact, hang on a second. That's the wrong one. Oh, this is computer fires. All right. Here, listen to this, Jamie. Listen.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
It has a thing? It has a name and a thing?
An explosion.
You're welcome. Not a problem. Hey, Spadell, good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Spadell and I, we have been laboring since Friday. just to get this on the air.
The bags are a big deal.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Oh, that's huge.
Wow.
Huge, I'm telling you. I got a story before we get to the big tote bag blowout, okay?
He can't believe you gave it a name and a thing.
Jamie, it's all about the packaging, man.
It's $2.
Hey, I will say, they're pretty good quality, though.
They are good bags.
Yeah. I'll give you $2.95.
Thank you, Carson. Carson, thank you. I feel like I've got Carson on board. I know he'd love to have his name on there, but it's not. But he's at least on board. I'm still working on Jamie.
You know what? In the next round, next batch, BJ and Carson's fine with me.
No. I don't have a problem. We can add Carson and Spadell. I'm fine with that, but you're staying on the bag, Jamie. Not going anywhere. Besides, I can't go back to production and redo this.
Is that right?
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
The quality,
oh,
you tell
man.
Me. The quality.
You know,
that's why they're worth $10, he said.
I will tell you this. I did have Spindle to make a version of that little open there for the giveaway where it bleeps your name. I told him there's a chance Jamie's not going to go along. So it may be BJ and beeps. Tote bag blowout. So there is, I do have a backup version just in case you go to the bathroom during the blowout. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for thinking of me. Oh, God.
I'm not familiar with this app. I want to do this before we give away the tote bags.
Okay.
The T app.
Yeah.
What is it?
A T app. And Carson, you may know more than I do.
T app?
I do. It's called T. T-E-A.
Yep.
T-E-A?
Like spilling the tea.
Like tea.
Oh, T-E-A. Yeah,
that's exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry,
like a tea bag.
Yeah, I got it. Spilling the tea.
Right. Tea bag.
T-A.
And from what I understand, it's an app where women can go to if you've dated a dirt bag.
Oh, my God. I should be on that.
The dirt bags. Yes. And you can list what city they live in, who the person is, all kinds of information. Obviously, the details of why they're a dirt bag. But you can go to this app, and there's thousands upon thousands of postings on here.
Wow, I've never heard
men.
Of this.
Yeah.
This would be interesting.
So if they have any questions of who they're dating, of like if, like BJ was saying, if they've got any red flags, green flags, whatever, or maybe you're dating this person, you're just wondering if someone else is dating them at
too?
The same time.
Man, this is brutal.
You're right. You could fill up a page or two, couldn't
right?
you?
Yep.
Well, the app got breached over the weekend.
Oh, geez.
And so the women that have been posting, it's their information that got released.
Oh, that's dangerous.
Pictures, photos, all kinds of stuff.
72,000 images.
Oh,
and
no.
And 13,000 actual profiles were leaked.
Oh, I'd be I would die if I like wrote about somebody and then, you know, anonymously, because, you know, it happens all the time in like, you know, Parker neighborhood or whatever,
right.
Next door, all that stuff when people go anonymous. And then all of a sudden your name really pops up.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So these guys, now that it's out there, the guys that got posted can go back and see who said what about them.
And some of them might be very angry, and that's a little dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Here's the story.
Creators of a popular social media app say its data is now secure after thousands of users' pictures were leaked yesterday, including pictures of their photo IDs. We're talking about a breach of the T app, which was meant to seek dating advice and to allow women to warn each other about men they had previously dated. CBS News reports 72,000 pictures were leaked onto a database, including 13,000 pictures of users' photo IDs, which the app required for account verification. CBS News reports the other 59,000 leaked images were selfies and other photos. The app's creators say no phone numbers or email addresses were leaked.
Man.
Well, no phone numbers or emails, but their actual addresses, because they use their driver's
government
license.
IDs. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're acting like, oh, well, no phone numbers or emails. Yeah. Well,
that's the least of my problem.
The additional part of the story here in the very beginning there is that, oh, we've corrected it. No, you've not corrected it. It's out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, you might have secured it now, but it's already done. The damage is done here.
But let's think about a different angle. You men are so horrible. There's a whole website about how horrible you are.
Yeah.
That is pretty bad.
I actually had this, you know, this kind of a urge to possibly go look for my name on there.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet you're on there, buddy.
It might be from years ago.
It doesn't matter. I bet you're on there.
There's a chance. Spadell, I got a feeling you're on there, too, buddy.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah. Carson, I'm not sure about, but I got a feeling Spadell's on there.
Most likely.
Yeah. Yeah. I think you got posted like 2 months ago.
A whole website for horrible men. Think about that. My God.
Yeah, I think this last one got you. She's already posted about you.
Oh, God.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
All right. Are you ready?
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
Look at him. His arms are in the air.
Yes.
He's standing up. He's so excited about these freaking grocery store bags.
I've never seen him this amped about anything.
No. When I had a baby once.
Oh, yeah.
Not every time I had a baby, but once I did.
Once.
I was really excited, right?
First time, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh,
Let's do it. Call or die.
Call or die.
Wow. Call or die. You get two bags.
Whoa.
Two bags. That's it.
Whoa, get crazy.
Don't come here begging for more, okay? You get two.
Two bags. They are.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout right now.
I will say that you might be right about them being worth $10 because I'm counting the colors for printing.
Yeah.
And there's like, you know, 20 different colors for printing.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. So
we spared no expense around here. I'm telling you right now.
And the stitching seems like it's really quality stitching.
303.
On the handles.
303-222. This is a very proud moment. 222-5423. Ninth caller right now. You get two bags.
Are they made in America?
Who cares?
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. AllTrails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's Tote Bag Blowout.
Huge.
What are you doing?
Just huge. I want to talk to Dwayne.
No, we're not going to talk to the winner.
Why?
We don't even talk to... If somebody wins Taylor Swift tickets, we don't even talk to them.
Look.
The guy won a bag.
Dwayne just scored two tote bags from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. God. I think it's worth putting him on the air.
What are you going to ask him?
I'm going to ask him a question. Hey, Dwayne.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Yeah, it's a big day.
This is a big day.
You got the best day ever.
You got two of those bags. Beautiful BJ and Jamie logo on there. Wear it with pride, man.
Carry it.
Wherever you go. Yeah.
I will. Hey, I need eight more so I can sew myself a snowmobile suit out of them.
Oh,
well,
nice.
You know what?
Oh, wow.
Keep trying, man. You may win again, Dwayne. All right, my first question to you is, what are you going to put in the bag?
Shut up, BJ.
Some melons. Melons and summer squash.
I love melons.
I knew you would.
All right.
You guys, remember that lady said all they do is just laugh at their own jokes?
It's happening.
Yeah. It's happening.
And we have to do this all week.
We got to go with Dwayne. There's some people in the studio that's got a bad attitude. You know, maybe they'll come around later in the week. I don't know. But you and I are happy campers right now, Dwayne, but nobody else seems to be. Okay, buddy, I got to run. You have a good day, Dwayne.
Bye, you too. Dwayne.
All right, we'll see you later. Dwayne. Bye. God. Is today his day or what?
Yes, big day for Dwayne.
More tote bags coming up, folks. Hang on.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. I got a question for you.
What's that?
Does it hurt to sit down?
I'm singing a song right now.
Does it hurt when you sit down? Listen. You've got a stick in your...
Somebody just said, Jamie, you have a stick in your ass. This is funny. And I'm like,
that's great. Does it hurt to sit down?
That's a good one.
Hey, there's a big press conference today with primetime Deion Sanders, coach of the Colorado Buffs. And I think at 11 o'clock, he's doing it from Anschutz, is that right?
Yeah.
With his doctors and everybody.
His team, quote unquote.
And I guess you're going to give an update on where he sits today. That's what I'm thinking, right?
Okay, but Carson's just brought us up to date on a couple of things because you follow him, right, Deion Sanders? And there's a whole emotional, I guess his son has been documenting everything.
Yeah, so Deion Sanders Jr. Is their social media. He does all their social media, everything. But Deion actually wanted him to document whatever he went through, whatever this health thing is. He documented the entire thing, and even Sanders Jr. didn't want to do it. He was like, Dad, I just want to be there for you. I don't want to document any of this. You're my dad.
Right.
And you're sick. And I guess, so he documented everything. They said that they're going to release everything on YouTube as far as the documentation, what Deion actually went through after the press conference at 11.
Feels like a money grab.
Sure does.
I sound rude because I really like Deion Sanders. I don't know him, but I like everything he's done for CU, and I think it's amazing, right? And he brought this energy, and it's exciting. But when you showed me the video of him getting emotional about writing a will, you have so many kids, and all. BJ and I both have wills.
Yeah.
And we're worth nothing.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. No.
I mean,
just insurance money alone,
yeah.
Life insurance, you know, it's a chunk of change.
Yeah.
For the boys, you got to leave the boys something. For me, anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't. And there's another.
I mean, he's just now writing a will.
That can't be true.
Well, I watched it. He was getting all emotional.
Well.
I'm with you. I mean, we're agreeing on the same thing. I'm just telling everybody. He's there. He's like getting teared up. He's like, I don't want to do this.
And that clip, you know, was part of the documentary, whatever. It's May 9th. That's when it was actually taken, when he did that
whole
thing.
When he did that.
When he talked about,
do we all think he didn't really have a will? I want to know. What do you guys think?
You
believe it?
I kind of believe him, yeah.
Yeah,
he's worth way too much money to not do that. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got agents. He's got people all around him. You don't think they've told him he's got to have a will?
Well, not only that, but he has so many kids that he knows that it would cause a fight.
Yes.
With all his properties and everything, you know?
He does have one kid.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't rely on them to all split it up themselves.
It sounds like they're trying to say in the docu, they're trying to say that things were so serious that he was right on the cusp of dying that he had to go out and get a will.
Now, I'm going to feel really bad if he has cancer and this was all true.
No, that's exaggerated. Well,
I'm just going to put that out there.
I still won't believe the will part.
Yeah.
But you know, I think today what you're going to get with the press conference is that he's being cleared to go ahead and coach the Buffs. That's what I think.
I think he has diabetes. That's what I think.
Diabetes? Where the heck did you come up with diabetes?
Well, why else would you get two toes taken off unless you had a diabetic foot wound?
He has bad circulation.
Which is part of diabetes.
She does have
probably.
Point.
Yeah. You're probably right.
She does.
Yeah.
What if he does the press conference and holds up the two toes? That'd be cool, too.
Oh,
and then like a show and tell. You see these two toes? I used to have these on my left foot.
Because they're going to be very honest. And so maybe he had them taxidermied, and maybe he'll take them on tour. And then
like a jar.
It'll be like, does anybody have a tow truck?
Yeah. I have a good friend. I have a good friend in Tampa, Florida. Last Wednesday, Deion Sanders was in Tampa, Florida. He was down there to see little Shiloh play football, right?
Right.
He's with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
They were hanging out on the field together. They went to lunch together. I showed
Your
Carson.
Friend?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Right.
I showed Carson the picture, didn't I?
Yep.
Yeah. He went to lunch with primetime Deion Sanders. Just those two. That was it. And he told me that there's nothing coming out of this press conference except for the fact that Deion is looking forward to the season and we're moving forward.
Oh.
That's what I was told.
Okay, well, then I feel okay about saying, oh, my God, that's such a money grab on YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And the toes are coming out to him, man.
Yeah.
Right. That's what you're going to get at 11 o'clock
today. I
hope
your source is right, because I'm going to feel really bad if he says, he has cancer or something.
I showed you the picture. I know for a fact they went to lunch together, and he said that Prime is doing good. He's ready to get back to football, is what he said.
I also heard another thing. I don't know if this is true or if it was AI. I heard that he wasn't going... What's the son that's really good at football? Shadur? Yeah.
The quarterback?
Yeah, that he wasn't going to go visit his practices because he didn't want Shadur to have, you know, the pushback and everybody going, oh, God. And
yeah.
Was that true?
I don't know. Okay. I have no idea. I know that Shadur did a press conference the other day. I think it was Saturday. I think in Minnesota. Anyway, he did a press conference, and they were asking him why he's never gotten to practice with the number one squad.
Oof.
He's always practicing with number two or three right now.
Yikes.
And he said, well, it's not my call. You know, that's the coaches. I can't worry about that. I just have to work every day, which is a great answer. But from what I understand, he's not a part of the first team.
Yeah, and I guess Deion said, I don't want to go there because then everybody would be like, oh, you're trying to have influence over it. And he's like, I'll just let him go through the process.
If I'm dad, I go.
Me too.
I don't care if I got influence, do you?
No.
Anything I do to help my kid,
dude,
man.
Dude, I'm trying to get my kid out of a speeding ticket. I'm calling everybody I know.
Well, it's the same thing. They're trying to get the Shadur out that speeding ticket.
Right.
Remember, he was doing over 100 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah, my kid was only going 60. But
yeah. The coaches for the Browns came out over the weekend and said that we talked to Shadur about his driving.
Really?
Yeah. They said, we told him that, look, you're putting a lot of people in danger, and we will not tolerate that as an organization.
Holy crap.
So they must have set him down and read him the right act
now,
on that one.
I have been watching quarterbacks. It's been taking me about a month to get through.
It's taking me a while, too.
Yeah. You know who I like is that Kurt guy.
Cousins.
Yes.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
I love him. He's so nice.
No, he's a schmuck.
He's not. He loves Jesus.
Oh, he does?
Yes, yeah. He's a great dad.
Well,
he plays basement football with his kids
every
night.
He doesn't want to.
Yeah, and now just where I am right now is like he's getting cut from the team or something. Not getting cut. He has so many injuries, he's not going to be
struggling.
Yeah.
Where is he now? Where is he now? What's he doing now?
Probably in the basement. Playing with the kids. I don't know what he's doing, Jamie. I don't even know. I don't even know who he plays for. I don't even know.
The Falcons.
Does
he? Yeah.
Well, good for him.
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about quarterbacks on Netflix. By the way, it'll take you a while. I mean, it's one of those where you kind of look down at your phone and then you're like, oh, crap, I missed the whole episode.
Yeah. See, I only watch it during lunch. So when I'm eating lunch, that's when I get to watch
it. It's taken me forever and ever to watch it. It's called Quarterbacks. It's on Netflix, and it's about three quarterbacks. They follow them. Here's my concern about this quarterbacks, and I don't think they thought it out because obviously this girl on the radio in Denver has. Patrick Mahomes is one of the executive producers.
Okay. Of this show.
Of this show. It's Peyton Manning and Patrick Mahomes. They produced this series called Quarterbacks. I feel like Patrick Mahomes has insight on all these plays because they tape hours and hours and hours of these guys practicing, running their plays, showing their playbook, all this stuff. And it's like, that's not fair. Why would another quarterback get to see all this stuff of all these guys? Like, I could see two retired guys executive producing.
Yeah.
But that gives Mahomes a little insight.
It is a little sus.
Yeah, well, it's not shocking to me. I think Patrick Mahomes is a big cheater anyway.
Right?
Yeah.
But now he gets to go through hours and hours of the footage, and, like, one of the guys actually draws out all the plays on pieces of paper and everything, and it's like, you just gave that to Patrick Mahomes! Dummy.
And they break down the calls like when they're in the huddle and they change a play or something.
I'm surprised. How many of the hours that we didn't see that were put on the floor.
I'm surprised the teams themselves haven't stepped in and said, hey, get those cameras out of here. You know, Patrick Mahomes is in charge of this and you're recording our practices.
They had to do agreement with the NFL because they play all the NFL footage. So they have agreements with the NFL, actually.
Well,
to promote.
I know. I'm just saying a specific team, though, would voice and say, hey, hold on a second. You might have a deal, but you can't be in here with cameras on our practice.
Especially when I'm drawing out the play and giving it a name.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I'm telling Billy to run over here. I'm going to throw him the ball. You don't need to know that.
Exactly. Although I did not see a guy named Billy on the show.
Well, I'm just saying.
This is crazy. So there's this guy named Joe Burrows, right? And I think he plays for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Right? And he's very flamboyant in his dress, very flamboyant. And he has a stylist, right, that comes in and they pick out clothes. And I mean, Joe Burrow goes all in on his clothes. Like, he goes like pastels and pinks and bright colors and fur. And, you know, he's just really flamboyant. Yeah. And I thought to myself, self, I don't know if he's on your team. I said that to me.
Okay. So you're thinking he may be like the RuPaul of the NFL?
Yes. Yeah, because he's very flamboyant. Gotcha. I like the guy. He's a great football player. He's a great quarterback. So then I go deep dive, because that's what you do when you think somebody's gay, right? And you're like, I wonder if he's gay. And so I look up if he's gay.
Did you AI that? Like, Gronk, is he gay?
No, I just said Joe Burrows. And then it came up that he's dating a pansexual.
Hold on a second.
Sure.
Pan, P-A-N?
Pansexual.
Is that like kitchen utensils or something? Pan?
No, pansexual means you don't care what kind of organs anybody has. You just like them for who they are. You don't care if they have a wiener or boobs and a wiener, or just the boobs, or, you know, boobs, boobs, wiener, wiener, whatever.
You don't care.
You don't care.
It's all about the person's soul.
Yeah.
I care.
You would care if somebody had boobs and a wiener?
Well, I do care. I do care what gets, you know, unveiled in a moment. I care. I care. But those people that don't care, that's a whole different level.
That is. That, yeah. That means
I don't know if that pansexual thing's made it to Littleton yet. I hadn't heard about it, okay? So I don't know if it's made it to the west side.
So I was like, whoa, I might be onto something, because if you're dating a pansexual, most likely then you have those same values.
Well, yeah, when you undress somebody, you're never disappointed.
well, you're always
sometimes
surprised.
I've been disappointed. You know what I mean? I'm sure they've been disappointed in me.
I think that when you're pan, it's always a surprise. You're like,
yeah,
what am I getting today?
Yeah.
Woo!
And you're happy with whatever the results are, because you don't care.
Because I told you, I think the ultimate body is probably wiener and boobs, because even women like boobs.
No, it's not the ultimate. No, again, it's not made it to Littleton yet, okay? So it's not the ultimate, Jamie, okay?
Because you could just be like wiener and then honk, 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 honk.
No, no, we don't.
Actually, no. Lisa has that.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure I got that joke. I'm not sure I understand what to...
She can honk and wiener.
Oh, okay. So you're talking about me having both.
Yeah, that's where that went.
Well, I wish I hadn't caught on to your little joke.
All right. Anyway.
All right, well, okay. Anyway.
Are we doing tabloid? Oh, yeah, we are.
Well, Joe Burrow, that's kind of tabloid, right?
Yeah, that is. And I wanted to tell Schmidl, you were on the cusp of...
He's not in there.
Oh, he's not?
No, he left.
You know how he gave us all those sunglasses?
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, did you see the whole McBee? Well, you guys don't follow him. The McBee ranch, you know those guys? No, you don't know.
I don't know, but they're
on Bravo. Yeah. That's all they wear. And they were talking about how they were wearing those glasses before Prime made them a thing.
No, so they're claiming that
they're claiming that before Prime came to see you and he was wearing those glasses, that they were all wearing them on their first season of the whole thing.
I don't know.
Oh, they are. I don't know. That's what they say. All right. Let's see here. What else was I going to tell you? Hold on. Oh, Beyonce made news because she was, she brought out the girls. She brought out the other two, not In Vogue. Who were they?
Destiny's Child.
Yeah, she brought out the Destiny's Child girls.
Yeah.
Do you think she looked, I don't want to do this because it's mean, because I try not to, you know, say bad things about women. But do you feel like she looked a little beefier than the other girls?
Beyonce?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell. I don't know. I didn't come to that conclusion watching it. No.
All right. Well, it's probably just.
Yeah.
It was probably just camera.
I thought the other two girls looked great, though.
They did look
great. You know, I mean, because Beyonce's been out there on tour.
Kelly Rowland.
And she's prepared for this. The other two have been sitting idle eating bonbons for how long? You know, for years.
Yep.
So I didn't expect them to look as good as they looked when they were on the stage.
And so
they looked awesome.
You don't know Kelly Rowland's name?
No, I know Kelly Rowland.
It's
no.
One you didn't know.
It's the other one, Williams.
Michelle.
Yeah, Michelle. That's
her name is Michelle.
I didn't know her name.
Michelle and Kel.
Yeah. Okay. I could name two of them, but I couldn't name the third.
Yeah, and Beyonce, of course. Yeah. Anyway, they haven't been seen on stage together since Beyonce's Beychella. Is that? She brought him up on...
Beychella?
Coachella. Yeah. Oh. She brought him up there. I don't know. It just felt sad. I felt
Wait a minute. So they were together for Beachella?
Uh-huh. That's what they said.
How long ago was that?
I don't know.
Wasn't that long ago, was it?
No.
Well, Coachella's every year, so yeah. I don't know what year it was.
You know, I remember that they were, she was at Coachella, but I think it was like 2 years ago.
Google it.
No, I thought that Destiny's Child hadn't been together for like 20 years. I didn't realize they'd already done it once.
When was the last time Beachella happened?
1995, Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival was from Friday, April 11th to Sunday, April 20.
Well, he's talking about this year.
Yeah.
He didn't understand it was
He didn't understand, though. He didn't understand it. He just gave details on the concert.
Somebody said, I live in Castle Rock, and pansexual is totally in Castle Rock.
Oh, it made it down there, did it? Oh, man, you guys must be having fun.
It says 2018.
2018?
2018.
Okay, so they were together 7 years ago.
Man, that was a long time ago. Hey, did you guys see Travis Kelce's haircut?
Yeah.
What did we think? Looks good, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Looks like he's ready to play some football.
It does. It does.
It's got clean like cut. A military clean cut, cut. Kind of, yeah.
But here's what I don't like. And I know a lot of you love Taylor Swift, like love, love, love her. Like, oh my God, I love Taylor Swift. But this whole secret project, it's kind of on my nerves. Okay, listen to this. After taking a break to spend time with her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift has quietly returned to work, filming a top secret music video in Los Angeles. The shoot was so covert that even crew members weren't allowed to hear any of the song. That, like, makes
It's a little over the top.
Right? Yeah, so it's, I guess it's, details are really scarce. It's Taylor Swift doing a really pasty white dance. I mean, come on.
Wow.
Sounds lip syncing.
Like, sounds yeah. like they had a lot of security there for that one.
I know, but, I mean, she's kind of on my nerves.
Who, Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, I love her. I do.
Let's see here. While no official announcement has been made, fans believe this may be her long-awaited 12th studio album, possibly titled TS12. Will you guys explain to me, and I'm not being mean or anything, I'm just asking, why you love her so much? Like, what is it? What's the attraction to Taylor Swift? Is it just because she's just such a nice girl and does nice things for fans and seems to care about them a lot? And because it can't be her voice.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay.
I just hope we boycott her with football season coming. I don't want to talk about her after every Chiefs game anymore.
You know that's
I'm
not gonna
done
happen.
With her.
We're gonna have to.
I'm just saying.
Even ESPN posts her fit for the day, her game day fit. They post her walking in and everyone.
Yeah,
comments.
What she's wearing.
But we can ignore it. I'm just saying we can ignore it. We just don't talk about it.
We have to.
She ruins football. She does. She ruins.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
I want real football. I don't want Taylor Swift and what kind of boots she's got
well,
on.
Well, the thing is, if you watch Quarterbacks on Netflix, you realize there's so many other hotter, you know, wives and girlfriends in the NFL than her. I mean.
There's a lot.
I mean, these girls are hot, right? Yeah. And pansexual. That should be a thing itself, right?
Football is on this week.
What's playing?
I don't know. Thursday. I think it's Hall of Fame game. Hall of Fame game. Canton, Ohio.
Somebody said, you're so jealous of Taylor Swift, Jamie. It's disgusting.
Sure sounds that way.
You guys, I'm not... On the Bible, I'm not jealous of her.
Look.
On the Bible, I'm just trying to figure out the appeal.
I'll tell you something that you have that Taylor doesn't have. You're on a grocery bag.
Oh, I thought it was that I have a stick up my butt.
Duh.
Oh.
Well, okay. No, I think she's got one, too. I think you guys match on that one.
But you're right.
But you are now on a tote bag.
I'm on a grocery
Your
bag.
Name is on a grocery hey. Bag.
Yeah, yeah.
You are big.
Right?
I mean, you're not doing it. You're a tour, but you're big.
And see, that's the other thing. Like, I always feel like I can't say how I feel about Taylor Swift because you guys get so mad at me. And I'm not jealous of her. I'm just trying to figure out, like, she is an anomaly, right? Like, she is just gigantic. I was just trying to figure out what is it that we love so much about Tay-Tay.
I don't know, but I feel like we're on the backside of it, though.
Oh, you do?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, you're a big fan.
Yeah, what do you love about her? Like, what
yeah,
is
you're
it?
A big fan.
What is
yeah,
it?
What is it?
I think it's, I mean, you mentioned that she's nice. She's a very genuine person.
Like, how do you know
watching,
that, though?
Watching the documentary but how do you know? On Netflix and stuff like that.
I mean, she could be a real prick. And there's you would
no
know,
way. There's
but
no
you wouldn't know,
way.
Carson, is all I'm saying, is you would not know. I mean, people could put on a persona that they are absolutely the best person in the world, and behind the scenes, they are terror.
I feel like we would have found out and got a glimpse of it by now.
I don't know. It took years before we knew that Diddy likes to pee on people.
Yeah. And look at Ellen DeGeneres. Ellen DeGeneres was huge.
Yeah,
people
loved her.
What a wonderful person. Turns out she's a real rat.
I mean, he's not wrong. He does have a
point. I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Listen, it could always come out, but I feel like we would have gotten something by now. I mean, even like even when people are taking videos of her and she doesn't even know that they're videotaping her, like during the Eras Tour, behind the scenes, when she's coming on stage and rolling out in like those big boxes or whatever, she's never seemed irritated by anyone, any of her fans or anything like that, or even any of the staff.
And he loves her.
He does love her.
He loves her to death, doesn't he?
She tipped all of her truck drivers, what, like $100,000 on top of what they already got paid?
Oh, man.
That's pretty sweet.
Love.
Tax deduction is what it's called.
That's a write-off.
That's how sweet she is.
He loves her.
I need
to. You know what? Let's respect his love.
Okay.
Let's
We're sorry.
Is it the
we're
stories?
Sorry.
Is it the Easter eggs? All that stuff?
I mean, you got to give it to her. Like, bad or not, she puts it out there for everyone.
Puts it out there.
In all of her songs. She talks about it. She
lays it out there.
She dishes the tea on all of her exes, everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I think every girl can relate to
all
that.
All right, now, wait a minute.
So if I just sang about what I talk about on the show, I'd be popular.
Yeah. But how do you say, in the same breath, that she's a wonderful, kind-hearted person, yet every album she releases, she just trashes old boyfriend.
Oh, that's a great point.
I mean, every album she puts out is nothing but trashing. A good person doesn't do that.
It's easy. It's her truth. There's two sides to every story. You're just getting one side. It's not her fault. They don't dish on all the tea.
That's one thing I missed, her truth.
It's her truth.
I miss her truth.
I know, but she's also bashing these bastards.
Yeah, right? She bashes them. Yeah. Look at that mom that came out last week.
Oh, okay, Maddie Healy, you know, that guy was a...
But the point is like the mom said, I'm not allowed to say anything about her, but boy, she can write an entire album about my son.
Yeah.
Is that a good person?
Exactly.
Is that what Jesus would do?
I think it's time to take a break. I think Jamie and I proved our point.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Boy trash.
Yeah. The Taylor Swift Court of Law over here. Yeah. Yeah. By the way, we have more tote bags to give away.
Oh, my God.
This is huge.
You just ruined the
moment. If you have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you about it.
Wait till you hear this. Next.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. Going to be hot again today. Hot, but the temperatures are going to drop starting tomorrow, okay? So heat today, but then a little bit of a cool off for the rest of the week. Which one did you figure it out?
It was Zach Brown. I always get confused with the Zachs and the Browns. Yeah. It was Zach Brown. Good move on his part, by the way. Oh, yeah.
He got engaged?
To Kendra Scott.
Yeah.
Who's she?
She designs jewelry. She actually has a great story. She loved jewelry, but she couldn't find any pieces that looked expensive but weren't expensive.
Yeah.
So with like $500, she started a line, and now she sold it for like $1 billion or something, but she's still like the CFO or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But she sold it for like $1 billion, and now she comes and goes as one of the sharks on Shark Tank.
No kidding.
Yeah, yeah, it's pretty good.
I've never seen her.
Yeah, it's Kendra Scott. Over the weekend, Zach Brown asked her to marry him. And I'm like, yeah, Zach, you go, boy.
Man.
Yep,
those are two good bank accounts.
Right?
Powerhouse.
Right. So are we giving away Zach Brown at the Sphere or something?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea. I just know that something's in the computer here that says it. So, Schmidl, do you know anything about Zach Brown going to be at the Sphere?
I have to do some research.
Yeah. You okay? So,
I'm fine now.
You've been missing.
Yeah.
You've been missing.
Oh, he
did
has?
You fall down the stairs or something?
I had to run to the bathroom real quick.
Gotcha.
Oh, is that what you're saying? He's been gone for 20 minutes?
Yeah, he's been gone. He
you know
left
the problem,
about 20 minutes
Schmidl,
ago.
With your, you know, the IBS or whatever?
The timing?
No. Here's the thing. You could literally fall down the stairs and be dead at the bottom, but we're not going to check on you because we're assuming you're pooping.
Yeah.
That is a problem.
That's a huge problem. Yeah.
Maybe you need something to put into the window.
Yeah. Like,
you know that poopy emoji?
Yeah.
We need to
just
make
like
one of those, a big one.
No. Instead of gone fishing, gone pooping.
Gone pooping.
All right. You could still use the emoji, but that's good. Yeah. I like that. And then you have that sitting in your room in there because he's in a separate room.
Right.
And then you just attach that to the glass.
And that way we
pooping.
Don't have to go.
Yeah.
With,
All right.
Well,
yeah.
Wait a minute. Like but that doesn't make sense.
What?
Because if he's leaving to go pooping, that's when he could fall down the stairs.
Well,
he could still be down the stairs and us not know it.
I know, but
and the sign be up.
All right, I'll work out the.
Yeah, we need to work on this, Spadell. Here's the good news.
Okay.
Coming up next here on the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, the BJ and Jamie infamous tote bags.
Yeah, infamous.
You can see them on Facebook, Instagram. Go take a look at these tote bags. You'd be proud. I mean, proud to carry one of these to your local grocers.
Oh my God. Did you just say that?
That was off the cuff.
That was just like so professional.
Yes, you'd be proud to your local grocers. Your chance to win your tote bag. Coming up next.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tact shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.